The former head of the Food and Drug Administration has been charged with lying about his financial interest in companies regulated by the FDA. He is Lester Crawford, and NPR's Joanne Silberner has followed his tenure, and she's with me now. Now, first of all, what was Lester Crawford charged with?
He was charged with two misdemeanors. One was making a false writing, and the other was conflict of interest. Now, in the making a false writing, what that was multiple charges of claiming that Lester Crawford had sold certain stocks or gotten rid of stock options when he actually hadn't. He'd hung on to them. And also that he didn't report income from certain stocks. And this was all in companies he wasn't supposed to own in the first place. There's a rule about having a financial interest in things that you regulate when you're head of the FDA, and the FDA regulates a whole lot. And the companies were companies like PepsiCo, food distributor Cisco, veterinary biotech company Embrex, all companies that have a lot of dealings with the FDA. And on conflict of interest, he was head of the FDA's obesity working group, which was supposed to come up with ways to cut down on America's obesity problems. And that could actually go against the best financial interests of some of the companies in which he had holdings.
If they manufacture snack food, for example.
Absolutely.
Does it amount to a conflict of interest?
Well, you know, it's hard to see right now whether his holdings affected his judgment. It certainly meets the definition of conflict of interest. You know, did he act in a certain way because he was going to make some more money off of his stocks? It's hard to prove. The court document notes clearly that the obesity working group that he headed did ask companies to state that their food, that they show how much the food calorie counts truly were rather than just how much per serving. But the agency never actually went so far as to require that, which actually could have caused people to take a double take when you see that 20-ounce bottle of pop is 225 mm-hmm. calories instead of the 100 calories for much less than that, which they say is all you're going to drink. Many nutrition groups say that the obesity working group could have done a lot more, that, you know, it could have done a lot more to come up with ways to cut calories and also to regulate food safety a little more tightly.
Now, this news today of the charges against Lester Crawford, this amounts to a bit of punctuation after a rather short but complicated story of his tenure at the FDA.
Yeah, he went through a lot to get confirmed, and when he resigned 2.5 months after he got confirmed, a lot of people were surprised. I mean, the initial holdup had more to do with issues of selling emergency contraception over the counter, but at the time there were allegations that were never proven about a questionable relationship with a female colleague. Questions back then about whether he had sold all the stock he should have, some of those questions are coming up in this statement. It was a tough battle, 6 months long. He stuck it out. He was confirmed. He resigned 2.5 months later, saying it was time to step aside.
So what happens next?
Dr. Crawford has a 2 p.m. court appointment in Washington tomorrow with a U.S. magistrate. The Associated Press is saying he's going to plead guilty to two misdemeanors. That could get him a prison sentence of up to 2 years. And there's an investigation ongoing at the Department of Health and Human Services as well.
Thank you. NPR's Joanne Silberner.
Thank you.